Praise God. God is with us. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Yeah, the word says God is not a man but he should lie. So God ain't going to lie. God's never told a lie.
No.
So praise his name. One thing that came out to me today was, I know that verse came up again, seek ye first.
Yeah.
Seek ye first the King of the Kingdom
yeah.
and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you.
Yes.
And you know, the great thing is that God wants relationship with you. God's interested in you and having that personal relationship.
Yes.
And I'd never really sort of thought about the fact that when Adam was first created, before Eve was there, he and God were talking in the garden. Must have done. God was there when Adam named all the animals. Eve weren't around. So he and God had this relationship going. Right at the very beginning. You see, God's prime purpose is to have that deep, close relationship with each and every one of you. You know, God doesn't just look at a crowd and say, it's great, these are my people. God looks at the crowd and sees the individuals. Now that's different. We find, you know, that's difficult to do at times.
Yeah.
I remember when we went to Africa, we don't have a big crowd here. First meeting we were in, there's nearly 2,000 people.
Yeah.
You can, in one sense, be put off by a crowd.
Yeah.
And you can be very distracted by it.
Yeah.
But I found that the easy way to do it is to look at one or two people. And pick out one or two people.
Yeah.
I find that that's easy.
Yeah.
And God in the same way looks at a crowd.
Yeah.
But he sees every individual. He says he knows your name.
Amen.
Says he even knows how many hairs are in your head. He knows everything about you.
Yeah.
He knows what you're thinking.
What
and he knows you. Because his desire, his first desire, was to know you.
Yeah.
To be friends with you, to get close to you, and you get close to God.
Yeah.
And God wants that relationship. And the other thing that came to mind was, don't exchange that relationship that you have available, that special relationship that you have available between you and God,
yeah.
for a cheaper one.
No, man.
Yeah. Don't exchange it for a cheaper one. Don't exchange it for a worldly relationship, because the worldly relationship will break down. I've had people say to me, I'll be your friend for life. Well, I must have had a short life at times. Because they've gone. So either I'm dead and I'm just, you know, living in a strange environment myself, or they've just gone and I'm still alive and God's word is true and I have to trust him.
Amen.
And so don't exchange the relationship that you have available with God for a cheaper one.
Amen.
That makes you lose that relationship with God. Because that's what God's saying to us, I believe, today. He wants you to have that real relationship, that deep relationship with him. But so many people are exchanging it for fleshly, cheap relationships that will not last. They won't last. When you have that firm relationship with God and then you make other relationships, then they last. Because if Jesus, you know, our marriage lasts for one reason. Because she's a good cook. No, that's not the answer. Because she looks after me. No, that's not the answer. It lasts for one reason. And one reason only. That Jesus is the very centre.
Amen. Yeah.
That's what keeps us together. That's what keeps us going.
Definitely.
That's what is our life.
Yeah.
Because the world wants to pull us in other directions all the time. But the thing that keeps us together is that we first love Him.
Yeah.
And then we love each other.
Yeah.
Because when we know how to love God, we can know how to love each other. And this is what God wants. God does not want you to exchange your relationship for a cheap relationship. He wants you to have the best, not second best. That's what I've just realized today. God wants you to have that relationship with Him because He wants you to have the best. And if you choose any other relationship, you've chosen second best.
Yeah.
You've made the wrong decision. God brought Grace and I together many years ago.
Yeah.
I prayed for a wife and God gave me Grace. That is her name. As well as her nature. And so that was God's gift to me. But the first thing that I had was I had a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And I was passionate about God.
Yeah.
And you know, I've told you all before that before we even married, our relationship was based on Him first, and then each other.
Yeah.
Him first, then each other. And if that was not to be the way, then guess what? It wasn't to be. It must be Him first.
Amen.
And then each other. We're His life. He flows through you and through me. You're the very being of God. You're the very happening of God. And so we need to realize that God wants you to be more and more like Him. Seek ye first the King of the kingdom. And then let's have that position that we can be called a friend of God.
Yes.
A friend of God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
A friend of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's great to see Tracy amongst us today. Answer to prayer. Okay. Glory to God. Cast all your care upon Him because He cares. And if anybody else throws any of their cares, cast their cares also onto Him. Because that, you know, you don't cast your cares onto Him so you can carry somebody else's. And I'm saying that to me as well. We don't cast our cares and then start carrying somebody else's. No, we say, cast your care onto Jesus. Cast them over onto God because He's going to care. I can't make your decisions and you can't make mine. Only you and God can walk and work these things out together. Unless you accept Jesus and walk it day by day, there's nothing we can do for you.
No.
And there's nothing you can do for me.
No, that's right.
It's all about Jesus. My life is about Jesus and nothing else.
Me too.
Oh yeah, there are many other exciting things, but the first thing, what must be first, is Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. There are all things in between, but He has to be first and He has to be last.
Yeah.
You start with Him and you're going to end with Him.
Amen. Yeah.
Start with Him and you're going to end with Him.
Yeah.
Don't get deviated along the way and get involved in something else. Mm-hmm. Last night we stayed up fairly late and we saw an interview with Gaza. Paul Gascoigne. His passion was football. His passion was to play for England. His passion was all about England and being the best for England. And then he ended up on drink. Drink got hold of him. And then not only that, he went from drink, he went to drugs. And even when he's talking, you can see. You can see in his life the damage. The damage that it did to him physically. And the damage that it has done, that it did to him mentally. You know, the man is a broken man. He's a broken man. George Best. Oh, he's an airport named after him. Great. I don't care about you naming an airport after me. I just want to hear that I'm a friend of God.
Amen.
He was another one. Fantastic footballer. Great fame and fortune. Drink got hold of him. Had to have replacement. Kidney, was it? Liver. That was it. Liver. Went back to drink again. The life is empty. There's no purpose.
No.
You start with God, you finish with God.
Yeah,
you know who you are.
Amen.
But if you start with something else and that something else is taken away from you, because that's what happened to Paul Gascoigne, they took the England team away from him.
Yeah.
And after that, he started on that massive downhill slope and ended up on drugs and everything else went wrong.
Yeah.
Because he had no hope. He had no future other than the England football team as far as he was concerned. That's what he lived and breathed for. And I'm not saying that's partly wrong, but it's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
He got in the wrong position. And you need to have God first and Jesus, and everything else comes into line.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you know the power of resurrection life. And you have a destiny and you have a future.
No.
That is tremendously great. And so cast all your care, cast all your burdens on Jesus. Look to him, the author and finisher of your faith. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. Trust in him. Believe in him. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for Louise's father, Bernard. He's due to have a body scan. He's got jaundice and his leg's still swollen. Ray, he's going for a scan this week, glory to God, and they're going to scan just to see if he needs an operation. Well, we're going to pray that all is well,
amen,
that everything is fine,
yep,
and the scan comes up and says, no need for a knife,
no.
Amen.
Amen.
God has already done the work. He's the great physician,
yes.
He's the great healer,
yes,
and we can believe that, yes? So let's pray towards that. Continue to pray for Roy.
Yeah.
Still going to believe God. I don't care. I don't care what I see.
No, it's not about that.
It's not what I see. It's who in whom I believe.
Amen. Amen.
It's not what I'm seeing.
No.
You know, the disciples saw the wind and the waves and panicked.
Mm.
And Jesus got on the front of the boat and said, "Peace, be still."
Amen.
Jesus could see his peace because he could see his God. He could see his heavenly Father. Get in the Word daily.
Yeah.
Make it first place. Make it last place.
Yeah.
Take it three times a day.
Yeah.
See it change your life. See it change your thinking.
Yeah. That's it.
See it change your destiny.
Yeah.
Because it will.
It will.
Hallelujah. Change mine.
Change mine.
Yeah. I could have been maybe out on the streets even. Who knows what my destiny would have been. We had so much alcohol in the house at one time as children, didn't we? Father used to brew it. He used to go and get a bath, and on the end of the bath was a still. It's true. It was powerful stuff. I know. I got drunk on it. Nobody else was in the house but me. Could have been an alcoholic. But I chose Jesus instead.
Amen.
Best decision I ever made. Best decision I ever made. Oh, there's been some battles, there's been some fights, but it's the best decision I ever made. I'll never make a better one. Praise His name. So, pray for our little newcomer. There she is. Thriving, praising God as she settles into this world. God will continue to touch her, and we often pray for her and just thank God for her, that the life of Jesus in the future. Anybody else we need to pray for? So that's in to about 10 days, isn't it? Right. Excellent. Yeah. Keep praising God and keep praying for the baby, and it will have a safe delivery.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Anybody else? Amen. Well, that's right. You know, one result is not a failure or a success, is it? It's just a, you know, it can have peaks and troughs and what have you. And the devil would like you to focus on just the one thing. Don't focus on the one thing, focus on the whole picture. You have a destiny, and you have to fulfill it.
Amen.
And no matter what the devil would seek to do, God is bigger than everything the devil ever tries and throws at you or anybody else. You know, back end of last year, there you were diving and nutting concrete. You know? Trying to see if you could break it with your head. Don't work, does it? But God had His hand upon you, and you know, you've come out, and God had that operation, and God has done a great work in you. And that's tremendous. You know why you were attacked? Because you were growing so much in God. And the devil says, I've got to stop him.
Yeah.
Did he stop you? No. Well, devil, take note.
Amen.
Pushing us over, don't stop us.
No.
Pushing us down, don't stop us. We get up and we keep doing what we've been told to do.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we believe in God that no matter what has happened, there's going to be great results. Because Jesus is on the throne.
Amen.
And He's the healer. And the Word of God, He's the one that heals us and sets us free. Praise His wonderful name. Anybody else? Pediatrician. Right, okay. We'll pray that God will do a work there.
Amen.
And strengthen and straighten. Anybody else? Right. I remember exams. Hated them. Absolutely hated exams. Yesterday I saw three or four butterflies, you know, fluttering around on the breeze and everything in the sunshine. I used to have more than that when I was taking exams inside my stomach. Hated exams. I used to praise, was there another way, oh God, other than exams? But there wasn't. That's the way we did it. And I used to be terrified of them, I tell you. If you've put your work in, remind God, God, bring to remembrance all the things that I've read, all the things that I've studied, bring it to my remembrance at the time when I need it, Lord. And I believe you're going to do that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand. Father, you've heard all these requests that we've made, that we've talked about even this day. And we bring them before you and we lift them before you right now, Lord. And we just ask, oh God, that you would reach down and you would touch and heal. Set the captives free. You bring good results. Lord, you'd open our eyes. And Father, you'd cause circumstances to be changing. And Father, that your hand would be moving in each and every one of our lives. And Lord, causing things to happen. Causing things to be moving forward in such a way that we would see your hand upon our lives. And Father, the enemy shall not have his way in our lives, shall not bring destruction. But Lord, that Jesus will be the Lord of our life and will be the strength of our life and will be the very center of our life. And that, Lord, out of all of that, all good things flow, health, strength. In Lord, that even our thinking and our minds will be encouraged and opened and strengthened, and we would know your word and your power in our lives. And for exams and things of that nature, oh God, we pray, oh Father, that Lord, you will bring to remembrance everything that we need, and that Lord, you'd bring good results. We just ask this, Father, that all your praise and all the glory would go straight to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, for these operations and scans and various other things, oh God, that are going on at this time, we pray, oh God, your hand would just be moving and bring forth great results. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in anticipation for all that you're going to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And everybody said, Amen. Praise God. That's great. Raise your hands towards me. You can pray for me, every one of you. Amen. Still need strengthening. Not right. Well, the book has said I'm not right for a long time. Amen. Jesus.
Father, we thank you, Andrew, Father. We thank you that you just sat man in this place, Father. Well, we just ask you to touch him right now, Father. Every area of his life, Father. Well, we tell him, the devil, to take his hands off everything, Father. Because you're in charge, Father.
Jesus.
And Lord, just strengthen Andrew at this time, Father. And grace, Father. Just be a blessing to them, Father. And be their need, Father. Let them rest in you, Father, at this time. And know your peace around them. I'm asking in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.